the Stephanie Miller Show.
What we also know is that the Iranians were successful in moving a lot of the enriched uranium out of Fordo. And that maybe is the most important fact. If we didn't destroy the 60% enriched uranium, they frankly don't need that many centrifuges in order to continue to enrich up to nuclear grade. So listen, they're mad. They're furious. You can see it in their voice because they got caught in a lie.
Yep, exactly.
Oh. We join now the Pete Head's press conference live in progress.
Stop interrupting me! No.
This went on 45 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
It just ended. I watched the whole thing. Okay, for those of you just tuning in, no proof of anything.
Nothing.
A lot of yelling, a lot of loud noises, a lot of screaming at the media.
Yep.
Audience of one.
Loud noises!
Okay, that's it. Now you don't need to watch it.
No.
You're welcome, America.
No. We watch so you don't have to.
Oh, my God. It is unbelievable, right? Just more so. Oh, my God. First of all, just when you thought yesterday's press conference with Trump at The Hague was the most humiliating thing ever on a world stage, this thing, first of all, it was a lot of yelling with no, just the same thing. Again,
yelling at
nobody on either side is criticizing the pilots or our service people who carried out this whole thing. Was they carried out their perfectly? Yes, we know
that.
They hit the targets, got it.
Tell us something we don't know.
It was a whole, like, you're a bad American if you criticize anything or have any questions about this. And obviously, it's not just CNN and the New York Times. A lot of outlets now have, and they've confirmed it, this intelligence assessment. Read what you wrote, because you're a smart boy.
Facebook. Yeah, just a little while ago on my Facebook page, I said, piggybacking on what I posted yesterday, if you watch Secretary Hegseth's angry news conference this morning, you will note that he agrees with what everyone on the left and the right has said all along. The military, most notably the bomber pilots and crew, carried out their missions admirably. What Hegseth and the Pentagon failed to mention, however, is what the intelligence assessment noted, that a majority of the uranium was removed before the bombings happened because President Trump couldn't keep his big mouth shut about it and telegraphed that it was going to happen. Again, don't fall for those cheap timeshare salesman tactics masquerading as propaganda.
Oh, and by the way, now he might have outed human Israeli intelligence on the ground because he can't shut the up ever.
Nope.
Oh, my God. By the way, so yesterday you cited, because it just had broken about, Israel says.
Yes.
Do you believe a thing Netanyahu says at this point?
They were just propping up Trump.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes.
So Iran, this just in. Iran's supreme leader claims victory over the U.S.
Yes.
In first statements. Yep. And this is the problem. Even this thing that was supposed to be evidence, Chris, they were just stating, I think, basically.
Right.
Whoever the other guy was, not Drunky Puke Shoes. What's his name? Drunky McRapey. Keg Press.
Right.
Keg Breath, yes. Uh-huh. The other guy, they're like, I think it hit the thing. The problem is you don't know.
Exactly.
Because they've kicked the inspectors out. Again, Obama's Iran deal was working is not opinion. Mm-hmm. We had inspectors on the ground that they allowed there.
Right.
So anyway,
I have to.
I'm altering you.
You are. I have to give the general that was there credit. He really tried to stay apolitical in this. I do have to give him credit.
Right. I mean.
But with Hegseth right there, it's a
with
little.
With Walter the dog, yes. I mean, shut up, Pete.
Stop interrupting me.
Imagine when he is actually drunk, what he's like.
Well.
Oh, my God. Our apologies to the first several Mrs. Hegseths. How many are there?
There are 110 billion. He gets around.
The Stephanie Miller Show has not confirmed that number
at
this
hour. He's a whore.
Oh, the Stephanie Miller Show has not confirmed that either, but.
The evidence is there. As much evidence as we obliterated Iran's nuclear.
It is literally like feeling like you live in North Korea.
Yes.
Now they all have to use the word obliterate.
Right.
Trump did. Yes, we have obliterate. You have to. Okay. Ron Filipowski says summary of exit press conference. One, Trump is the greatest military strategist and political leader in human history. Number two, this was the most brilliant military operation ever. Oh, hold up. Do we have skid mark? Hold up now.
Skid to stop.
Hold up now. Apologies to Normandy. Apologies to.
Well, yeah.
I mean, seriously?
Apologies taking to Bin Laden, Private Ryan.
Taking Bin Laden out with one bullet and one eye.
One. Pardon me? And now he only has.
Well, he doesn't have any now. But well, at the moment, he only had.
One good eye.
Right. Bella, sorry. This is a Chris and Steph show that's been going on for many years.
That's
you know what that reference is, though, right? One good eye? Oh.
Monsters, Inc.?
We got to give you cliff notes for our old person references.
No, I love Monsters, Inc. I just right. off the top of the dome.
Right,
you know.
Right. Oh, no. I yeah. get it. It's a little it's out there. It's
great early. Movie.
Yeah.
Our coffee is barely kicked in. Okay.
How are you feeling today, by the way?
Better.
Good.
Yes, better.
I already asked.
Okay.
I did yes. a how is your rumbly tumbly.
Yes.
Okay.
Hand signals.
And we're getting better. Yes.
Good. Oh, thank
yes,
God.
Yes, slowly but surely.
Have you been deluged with medical advice?
actually, no, but the medication has been kicking. I can feel it kicking in as the week goes on, which is good.
You know what would help a lot? Impeachment. And we're going to talk to Representative Sean Casten about that. Could you just, can you imagine how much better all of our stomachs and psyches would be? Sean Casten is going to join us in just a few minutes. He writes a really great piece about impeachment.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't through the summary of Pete Hedges.
Okay.
Okay. Most brilliant military operation ever. Sorry, D-Day. Suckers and losers. Can't believe they said hit the beach and you did it. Okay. Three. Iran will never bother anyone ever again thanks to Trump's leadership. Number four, the media is mean. That's pretty much it. You don't need to watch it now.
Yeah. He even laid into Jennifer Griffin of Fox News. Did you see that?
Oh, my God. Did you see who was yesterday? Oh, my. Oh, first of all, he went off on our old friend Natasha Bertrand.
Yeah.
She should be thrown out like a dog. Why can't he ever leave dogs out of it? I don't understand.
Something out like a dog?
I don't get it.
That's not a thing.
No,
but it just... It's true. Like right after Melissa Portman and her husband and her dog Gilbert are still lying in state, and he's still targeting women by name, right? So it was Natasha Bertrand, and then it was Kelly O'Donnell who asked perfectly legitimate questions, and this is how you know they're lying, because they go off.
The whole administration has it out for Natasha Bertrand, because she's the first person who broke the story about the leaked intel information that it only set.
They've confirmed
set it back 3 days.
Yeah. Right. So what was I going to say? Now it's Fox News?
Jennifer Griffin. Jennifer Griffin of Fox News.
Oh, because she dabbles in facts sometimes.
She dabbles in facts quite a bit. I actually kind of like Jennifer Griffin.
Yeah. I can't believe she and Jessica Tarloff are still employed at Fox News, but okay.
Jennifer Griffin's been at the Pentagon for like almost decades now.
Yeah.
For Fox News.
Yeah, yeah. What was it about? Yeah, right. This is Tom says. Everyone who works for Trump is now required to say we totally obliterated Iran's nuclear program. We didn't. It's the new big lie. It totally is. He's just a judicial nominee that has to say he doesn't know if Joe Biden won the 2020 election.
Right.
And it's okay to say you to a court.
Yeah.
Right? Because Trump. Okay. Yes. Okay. One more. Reiner says, predictably, Pete Hegseth gave a briefing on Iran, which was just a suck up speech on how wonderful Donald was, followed by a scolding of the press for releasing facts. The fact is, Trump lied when he said the targets in Iran were obliterated, and the truth, as usual, embarrassed him. This one last one. Ron says, unhinged Hegseth opened up his press conference attacking the media, ranting that Trump directed the most complex and secretive military operation in history, not D-Day, the Iran bombing. My personal favorite is because when President Obama was making jokes about Donald Trump at the White House correspondent dinner is when he was taking out Osama bin Laden's one good eye.
One good eye.
Now that was secretive. Okay. All right, so that's that. We thought, and yesterday, didn't Trump say, oh, by the way,
what?
There's another edition of Not You, Tulsi.
Oh,
Tulsi's Tulsi's not invited. Are they doing the classified briefing, or are they going to cancel that, too? Because, the the actual intelligence isn't lining up with their propaganda.
Right. Who knows at this point?
So it's supposed to be today. Scheduled to play. Tulsi Gabbard no longer allowed to play in any of their reindeer games.
No reindeer games for Tulsi.
Can you hear the TikTok on Tulsi? How long is she going to be around?
Yeah.
She will.
From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
So the director of national intelligence will not be at the intelligence briefing because she's not. She didn't say the right intelligence. She said under oath that Iran was not close to developing a nuclear weapon.
Something tells me that she's going to leave to spend more time with her family.
You think so? I don't think her family would like that. I think they're also not you, Tulsi.
I think they are.
Can I come to Thanksgiving? Not you, Tulsi.
Not you, Tulsi.
Everyone else but you.
That was a hashtag that we formed during the presidential.
Yes. Uh-huh.
When she was running for president. I'll take any of them up there. Hashtag not you, Tulsi.
So we had our little family gathering in Lynchburg, Virginia to see my nephew do the play for the No Kings thing. So my only one niece, Kara, didn't come. And so apparently she had FOMO. She had some. Oh. And I said, well, let's just tell her that everyone was invited but her. That we specifically, I invited myself. No one invites me anywhere. I invited myself. But I was like, tell Kara, we just said everyone but Kara's invited.
Yeah. Oh. They must love you.
I'm the family scamp. I'm just kidding. Okay. All right. Yeah, we have a huge show.
We have
Representative Sean Casten of the great state of Illinois coming up in just a few minutes. Carl Frisch, Dr. Redlener, and Dana Goldberg is here.
Yeah.
So everything's better. Yo, we off the. Yo, we off the. Yo, we off the. Yo, we off the.
Steffi.
Yeah, yo, what? What? Yeah, exactly. And in addition, peace out to y'all's mamas.
Oh, God.
Andy Ostry says it's fascinating that in defending his claims that the bombing, quote, obliterated and totally destroyed Iran's nuclear capabilities and attacking the media for reporting otherwise, Hegseth literally quotes experts who say the operation only caused severe damage, which is exactly what we knew yesterday.
Exactly.
Except what sans the yelling from Walter. Okay. Anita in San Antonio. Hi, go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, all. Yeah, you know, remember during the Iraq War when anytime anybody would criticize the war, they would say, oh, you have to stand by the troops. Like you were criticizing the troops. That's exactly what they're doing. This is the tactic they do every time.
Yep.
We're not. And when people criticize, even now, everybody knows the Iraq War was stupid. But we're not saying that the soldiers that fought there weren't brave and did what they were supposed to do. We're saying the mission was stupid.
You know, Gallup.
That's exactly what we're saying now.
Anita, Gallup just came out with, once again, the lowest poll numbers ever. So I the only thing that gives me hope is that you're right. We've seen this play before. And the American people just aren't buying it.
Right.
Even his base hates this.
I know. It's so much. It's exactly the same playbook, really.
Yeah.
The whole thing. I just can't believe that they're even trying this again.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly right. I love this. This was yesterday. Trump claims Pete Hegseth will show irrefutable proof that... Do you feel like he oversells sometimes? That the New York Times and CNN lied about the impact of... Oh, good God. So thank you for the, you know... People standing up finally. I'm hoping the media is also taking a page. CNN stands by our thorough reporting on an early intelligence assessment of the recent strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities, which has since been confirmed by other news organizations. The White House has acknowledged the existence of the assessment, and their statement is included in our story. New York Times said yesterday President Trump called this fake news, but he and his entire national security team subsequently confirmed that the Defense Intelligence Agency did in fact produce the preliminary assessment described in a report by the Times and others. So their statement was fake, not the Times reporting. More of this, please. By the way, can I take a moment to say about just the media in general?
Uh-huh.
I had no idea who Zohan Mandami was till yesterday.
Right.
Now I love him because MAGA's losing their shizzle.
Yes, they are.
I assume a narcissist like Trump has a lot of mirrors. So he called, what did he call Mandami? He said he looks terrible and his voice is grating.
His voice is fine.
His voice is grating.
He's got a great speaking voice.
And he looks terrible. That's Donald Trump said that about someone else.
Very handsome.
Yes. Oh, my God. I think he's fantastic.
Yeah.
But they're losing their collective over, right, 33-year-old Muslim. Right. He is Ugandan-born, sure. Indian-American. Yeah. His mom's Indian-American. Yes. His dad was a Ugandan-Indian. Mm-hmm. And he reminds me of AOC. He walked like the entire, remember her sneakers were all worn out?
Yeah.
Like, he walked the entire island of Manhattan. He listened to people, to their concerns. He ran on popular ideas, and the right is losing their collective over it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just think he seems fantastic.
I do too.
Okay. I'm excited about new blood.
Right.
I mean, mm-hmm. God, I feel bad, you know, as I said yesterday, I mean, Cuomo, of all, again, it's not necessarily about age. It's just really someone that got run out of office and disgrace, and you're going to try that again.
And it's more of the same. It's, you know, the Democratic establishment. You know, Dems need and want new people.
Somebody said it yesterday, and I agree. They said, you know, politics is a game of addition, and I'm completely comfortable in a party that ranges from Zohan Mandami to Joe Walsh. And Joe Walsh is like, I agree.
Right.
You know, and we're not going to agree with everybody on everything. I don't know every one am I saying his name right? Mandami? I think
it's
so.
Zohran, yeah.
Zohran,
I think so.
Yeah.
We're on the opposite corner of the country from
there. So. We're from New York, so we don't really.
A bunch of people I went to college with moved to New York, and they, for the past couple weeks, have been posting about him like nonstop.
By the way, I laughed because Stephen Colbert made a joke that reminded me of Bella. He said the 33-year-old whoever won, he goes, oh my God, my other six roommates are going to be psyched. But that's a joke about the cost of housing.
That's his big thing.
That's his thing, is making New York affordable.
The cost of living is way too
high.
Whether
it's L.A. or New York.
Everywhere now. I mean, even smaller cities, you know, in the middle of the country, it's becoming really hard to afford to live in America.
I told the guy that owns the show about your potential ulcer. Yeah, he also now is terrified of losing you. And I'm like, well, you know, she has to have two jobs. To live with six other people in LA. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I do.
I just like you to remember we paid you more than you asked for. More than we have.
Oh no,
it's more
I'm
than
very
we have.
Thankful. But it's a lot. It's expensive. Yeah, I have loans. Yeah. I have my car payments.
Sure.
I'm going to have to pay the CR. But like, it's
a
lot.
And crusty old coots Chris Lavoie and I felt the need to tell you that you make way more than we made our entire 20s and 30s in radio.
Right. But that was also a very long time ago. And cost of living was a lot less.
Speak for yourself. I was born in, I can't remember now.
My first apartment where I lived alone, I think I paid $380 a month.
Don't even.
I can beat that. I paid $125 a month above the pizza parlor in Buffalo, New York. On Hurdle Avenue.
Yeah, but that was in 1968.
It was not in 1968.
Y'all do not want to know my rent. I share my room.
All right. Hi, Lucretia, the sweaty church whore in Milwaukee. Hello.
Why, hello, and welcome back. And I'm not calling from the catacombs today. I'm calling from my death.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay.
But suitable for a whore.
But right, cool. Yes. No. Right quick, I just want to say with Emil Bovee, that homely bastard, and Bimbo Bondi, what is it with people not answering questions? Yeah. I am so sick and effing tired of the tiptoeing and just answer the mother effing questions, you pieces of crap.
Oh, boy. Okay. We're always just on that tightrope with her.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Representative Sean Casten of the great state of Illinois next.
Using the military as a way to say, like, you can't question me because then you're questioning the military. Nobody's questioning the military. They carried out their mission perfectly. They did what they were asked to do. The political decision that maybe you have to go back for a second strike was on Donald Trump, and he failed at that.
Thank you, Adam Kinzinger. Yeah. Same thing we just said. He obviously was listening before we made that statement. Okay, this is very, very exciting. Proudly serving Illinois 6, dad, husband, former clean energy entrepreneur, climate nerd, gun safety and consumer advocate, member of the House Financial Services Committee, and the Committee on Science, Space, and Technology from the very great state of Illinois. Representative Sean Casten joins us.
Yeah.
Hey, Rep.
Hey, so nice to see you again.
So you know, I'm friends with your neighbor, John, but my neighbor, mm-hmm. John, who's also your friend, and he told me about you. You remember a long time ago when you were running. He said,
I think John probably escorted me into your basement. I want to say it was like me and John, and when Matt Walsh, was he there as well?
Oh, maybe.
God, I don't remember. But you were... I remember him saying you were so smart, and you were, and I just was like, all right, I got to meet this guy. So I had you on when you were running, and so belated congratulations on your big win.
Hey, thanks. Yeah,
but I mean,
it seems like yesterday, but here we are.
We got lots of fans in the Chicago area in Illinois, and I'm telling you, they are so proud of you. They're so proud to be represented by you. So thanks for taking time. So now, here's the other thing we just had to have you on, because you use the I word, which is like my G-spot. You, but you just said no president has the authority to bomb another country that does not pose an imminent threat to the U.S. without the approval of Congress. Americans deserve to have a say in whether or not their children and grandchildren will be involved in another war. So thank you. Thank you, first of all, for saying that. And I read your whole piece about impeachment. It's really good, and it's very well reasoned. Can you talk a little bit about your thinking on all this?
Yeah, so, you know, first, I think everybody wants to say, well, what is an impeachable offense? And an impeachable offense is ultimately a political question. Yeah. You know, I think, as I mentioned in my piece, if Donald Trump fired Pete Hegseth tomorrow and didn't call the Senate first, would we think that was an impeachable offense? Probably not. But that's what Andrew Johnson was impeached for once upon a time. So, like, what the public thinks is impeachable, it's a circuitous issue. And I don't for a second suggest that I think right now we have the votes to impeach, and we certainly don't have the spines in the Senate to remove.
Right.
But I think we have an obligation as members, when we say that something is beyond the pale, to move public opinion, not follow it. Otherwise, we shouldn't claim to be leaders. Yeah. And
thank you.
You know, the War Powers Act, which I would note Mike Johnson somehow thinks is unconstitutional, the War Powers Act, forget about the language of the War Powers Act, it was passed because of a concern in the Vietnam era that the president was declaring war, was not going through and seeking congressional intent, because, you know, the Constitution does say that Congress has the power to declare war. And so then we get into this, well, is this a police action? Is this a war? Is this just a bombing? Are these CIA black ops? And I don't want to get in the angels of a head of a pin conversation around, well, Barack Obama bombed this person, or Joe Biden took out this bad person. In every one of those instances, at least in my time in Congress, the whether or not the action the president took was proportionate, the action was consistent with intel that the Congress had received. And in this instance, Iran is a very clear threat. I want to be very clear. Yeah. We do not want Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
Right.
In fact, we took efforts under the Obama administration to, with the JCPOA, to create sanctions, to have an international group that was going in and monitoring what Iran was doing. What we know about Iran's nuclear program is because even after Donald Trump pulled out of that, the international monitors were still there.
Yes.
And so we know everything I'm going to maintain this is still true, because the only person who says it's not true is Donald Trump. What we're fairly certain of is that Iran did not have enough material combined to make a nuclear weapon, you know, maybe weeks, months away, very close. Even if they had that material, they didn't have it mounted on a weapon system. They didn't have that weapon system connected to a delivery system, a missile, certainly not one that could reach the United States. And what I'm telling you is consistent with what Marco Rubio and Tulsi Gabbard were saying as recently as 2 weeks ago.
Thank you. Under oath.
And so if the president can then go in and bomb that country's nuclear facility and openly say, well, I just don't trust the intelligence that I've been received. Yeah. You know, J.D. Vance is saying we're just going on vibes. If he has the authority to do that and Congress doesn't push back, then he has the authority to burn North Korea.
Thank you.
He has the authority to bomb Pakistan.
Yeah.
And Trump, sometimes, does he think France is an ally? I don't know. France has nuclear weapons. Does he have the authority to bomb them?
Yeah.
Right? And we as Congress have to sit here and say, we are either a co-equal branch, and when a bully shows up, we punch him in the mouth, or we have decided that we are incapable of leadership and we should go home
and we should
tell the voters that we are idiots, don't send us to Congress.
Yeah, we got to draw a line in the sand, Rep. I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, we were updating you on the Pete Hegseth press conference. A lot of yelling, no new evidence of anything. I mean, I don't know if the briefing is going to be canceled, because clearly, you know, the facts aren't lining up with their propaganda. But to your point, you said, you know, in your piece, high crimes and misdemeanors can be a, you know, political barometer of some kind. I think we've talked before about my dad in Goldwater. I mean, it was my dad's running mate, Goldwater, who told Nixon it's time to go. You know, that they, and in that case, they probably did have the votes to impeach. But I think your point is so important that that's so defeatist to just go, oh, we don't have the vote, so we just shouldn't. I have to read this to people. So you just said, we're clear-eyed about the fact the current Republican-controlled House doesn't have the votes to impeach, and the Republican Senate certainly doesn't have the two-thirds majority to convict. Does that mean you just throw up your hands and accept that it's not politically possible? No. You get engaged in the political messiness of democracy. So important. Every American who we celebrate for expanding our democracy, from the suffragettes to the civil rights leaders of the 1960s, earned our praise because they closed the gap between that which was necessary and that which was politically possible. That is so, I just think that's so on the head, right? Because
that's the history of America, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry to read I know you wrote it.
Keep in mind, whatever you think of the last election, Kamala won every demographic that our founders thought shouldn't vote.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's a great
Thank
point.
You. Yeah, but you just said, as it relates to members of Congress, the way to close that gap is to use our oversight and convening power to hold hearings and conduct investigations, including but not limited to a full impeachment inquiry. Use those processes to bring facts into the public eye and, if warranted, move the politics and build a consensus, but also have the humility to be open to facts that might contradict our theory, because the right thing to do, it's the right thing to do. You say it's also because public is smart enough to know a witch hunt when they see one. Impeachment is a serious process and needs to be conducted with all the solemnity that it requires. I mean, the people saw it during the Clinton impeachment, didn't they, Rep? Where you know, it was over a personal consensual, you know, and so obviously, and the polling now shows we've been through Iraq. The public is not buying what Trump is selling about this whole thing.
And I'd frankly come more recently than Clinton, and I don't. This is something that is not. I don't know that it's something to be proud. But since I was last on your show, whatever, 5 years ago, I've participated in half the presidential impeachments that have ever happened in our country. Have been through the attempted impeachment of Biden, which never got to a vote, and saw the House impeach Alejandro Mayorkas.
Yeah.
I think there's a real danger in abusing this impeachment to say that whenever we don't like somebody, we're going to go through. I think the Senate did the right thing when Mayorkas was impeached, of just tabling and saying, we're not even going to consider this because this wasn't serious. Schumer was right to do that. I do think we have to be very cautious about rushing to impeach, because Thune is going to look at what Schumer did. And if we haven't really built that case in a robust way, he's going to say, well, you dismissed the Mayorkas impeachment, so I need to dismiss this one.
Well,
I think what Johnson is deathly afraid of is the truth.
Thank you. And you make the point that the House is just like an indictment and the Senate is the actual trial. I mean, you're just putting the facts out there. And can I just say, this is the best part of your piece. You said, in a country built on the rule of law, which I still hope we are, process matters, transparency matters, standards of evidence matter. And if a prosecutor or a member of Congress believes something has done something is worthy of punishment, they have to remain committed to all three. Due process has to happen before impeachment and again before removal. In other words, when individuals threaten our institutions, defend the institution. To do anything else is to let them win. I mean, that's, you're right, that's what they're afraid of, the transparency and the facts.
Yeah, and what's scary, and I think what's hard, is, you know, sometimes when you defend the institution, people say, well, why aren't you moving quickly? The other side is willing to break things. And that's true, right? I mean, it's a lot easier to be an arsonist than it is to be a builder.
Yeah.
I think we as Democrats who care about this institution, I'm not saying we shouldn't be willing to throw a punch, but I also think that, like, we need to brace ourselves for the fact that it is going to take so long to rebuild what Trump and the Republicans have broken. It's going to take longer than we want. It's going to make us all very frustrated of why aren't we fixing everything right away. But if we rush, then we're both going to be complicit in saying the institutions don't matter, the checks and balances don't matter. Let's just elect autocrats.
Every Republican president in my lifetime, representative, has crashed the economy and gotten us into an unnecessary war in the Middle East. And, you know, so here we are. You close by saying, my commitment to you and to our democracy is to always embrace sunlight in pursuit of the answers to those questions, to fulfill our oversight responsibilities and to follow the facts where they lead, including but not limited to impeachment when necessary. I mean, you're right. Mike Johnson has just given up Congress's role. I mean, they've just willingly, the only rule has become, if Trump does it, it's okay, whatever it is.
I mean, Trump has got, I think when Trump leaves, it will be interesting to see what happens to the Republican Party. His model is of a bully. And, you know, I remember my dad telling me when I was a kid that if a bully, never throw a punch on the playground unless you get punched, and in that case, punch back harder.
Yeah.
And, you know, and when the bully shows up and says, give me the app, give me your apple, if you give it to him, he's going to get your sandwich tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mark
yeah.
Johnson calls Donald Trump every morning and says, hey, my mom's making my lunch tomorrow. What do you want?
And let's face it, no one wants the apple anyway. So, yeah. But when they come for your sandwich, then, you know, somebody said it, and it reminds me of you and a lot of the other Dems that we love. It's not between, like, progressive and conservative Dem. It's between fighters and folders in our party. And you're a fighter. And J.B. Pritzker, who, you know, we've had on, who I guess is running for a third term there. I think people love the way he's fighting back, right? The way you guys are fighting for Illinois.
I mean, I think in moments like this, you know, we need Churchills. Right. We need people who are going to be honest about saying, I can't promise you anything more than blood, sweat and tears. I can't guarantee that if we fight, we'll win, but I can guarantee we'll lose if we don't. And I think people respond to that. I think people want to be motivated by that. What we don't need is mansions.
Yeah. Representative, what? You know, I keep saying Trump is at war with Iran and California, and I'm sure to some extent Illinois. I mean, he so obviously is coming for blue states and blue governors, and I just think what's happening here in LA is just beyond comprehension. I'm sure you're going through some version of it there. I was so struck by this, one of the Marine, this landscaper that they maced and beat up and threw into a van. He has three sons that are Marines that might get sent into an unnecessary war of Donald Trump's in Iran if this thing continues to escalate. But anyway, the son said, it doesn't make me love my country less. It makes me love it more because I see all these people standing up for people like my dad. And it's just what this country is all about, you know, coming together as a community, loving each other and just helping each other. I mean, that just really struck me.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's always been sort of the thesis of America. I mean, I always like to remind people that, you know, before the Constitution was ratified, Thomas Paine was trying to convince people that it was worth becoming the United States and not a bunch of individual states. And he has that line where he said, our great title is as Americans, our lesser title varies with the place. It's by our great title we're known abroad, and by our lesser title we're known at home. Yeah. And we have always had people in America like Donald Trump who say, it's more important that you're from Kentucky than that you're an American. And we have always grown and held this union together because people like the gentleman you just mentioned and the people who are cheering for him are saying, no, I don't care who you voted for. I don't care where you live. We are all Americans and there's something unifying. And as long as we double down on that, we are a great country.
Yeah.
Once we lose that, we're a bunch of individual states.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the America we believe in. And, you know, just this one, the breaking news, get your take. The Trump administration plans to make legally working asylum seekers eligible for deportation. People who follow the rules, sought refuge, built their lives here, targeted anyway. This isn't policy. It's persecution. I mean, the thing that gives me hope is his polling is atrocious and on every subject, including this mass deportation he apparently ran on.
Well, look, what you just read on its face is illegal. sometimes.
We'll drop an F-bomb on this show.
Yeah, the FCC will come after us, but we have...
We're on WCPT Chicago. But we covered
it. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We covered it. We're fine.
That was spicy. Right. Okay.
All right. We'll replace that with something else. But, you don't actually get to change the laws of the United States with an executive order.
Yeah.
You go to Congress, and if Congress supports that and it passes both chambers and you sign it into law, the people who are legally entitled to work in this country are legally entitled to work because of laws.
Yeah. I just love that we have any number of trashy comedians on this show. And Bella, our board op, was not expecting that from a super smart client scientist nerd congressman. She's like, okay, I got it.
It's nothing that Donald Trump hasn't said on CNN.
Exactly. Yes.
True that. So let's just quickly, the big ugly bill, where are we? I mean, we are at the stage of fascism where they're zip tying old people in wheelchairs in the Capitol yesterday for asking for health care, for protesting Medicaid cuts. What do you see happening with this?
Look, the good news is that it's massively unpopular. The public understands it. The public's making noise, continue to make noise. The fact that Republicans aren't doing town halls means they know they have a problem. And the delays that have happened so far are because they don't know quite how to get out of that problem. I think the challenge that we're looking at on the House side is that the so-called moderate member, they're not making any effort to include the Dems. Mm-hmm. So every Dem is going to vote no because it's a terrible bill. I mentioned on committee yesterday that when someone's serving up a horse manure cake, there's no real sense in arguing about what kind of flour they used. Yeah. And so the nuances, the parts of the bill that might be acceptable are not the point. The so-called moderates in the House who have said that they've got an issue with the salt cap, that have said they've got an issue with some of the clean energy credits, have a history of folding under any pressure from Trump. And so I think the Senate is working under the assumption that they don't need to worry about what that cohort says. Yeah. The cohort in the House who wants this to be meaner, that the Medicaid cuts aren't steep enough, that the SNAP cuts aren't steep enough, you know, this is the Chip Roy wing of the party, they have a habit of not folding. And so I think the expectation is the Senate is more concerned about sending a package to the House that isn't mean enough than they are about sending a package to the House that might address some of the issues that the public writ large is upset about.
Keep fighting a good fight for us. We're running long on time, but give Al Green a big kiss for me. Vote yes on impeachment. Get all your colleagues to make the Congress function again. And I'm going to start FaceTiming you from John's house every weekend now. So this was a grave
pleasure
mistake.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you, Steph.
Representative Sean Casten of the great state of Illinois. Thanks so much, Rep. Karen in Chicago, howdy.
Hi, I had to call my representative potty mouth, dropped the F-bomb. And I love Representative Casten because, you know, he actually, history lesson about Frabella with the Z, he actually beat Peter Roskam, who was a terrible Republican and probably would be considered moderate now. But anyway, he didn't hold a town hall for 18 months.
Wow.
So there you go. Uh-huh. All right. Right back with Dr. Doom.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
We have a peace deal that only exists between Israel and Iran that doesn't cover U.S. troops who are in the region. We have 880 pounds of highly enriched uranium, at least that we know has been moved to God knows where. They still have thousands of centrifuges, and our adversaries are united to help Iran develop their nuclear weapons. I don't think that this is what has, this has not decimated their nuclear program.
Thank you, Senator Tammy Duckworth of the great state of Illinois. Also, the great state of the potty mouth Congressman Sean Casten, who just dropped a giant F-bomb on us. It completely obliterated us. We can confirm that now. The intelligence has confirmed the Stephanie Miller Show was completely obliterated by his...
Luckily, we were able to move the uranium first.
Yes, exactly. I moved it. I forget where now. Okay. there is a statement already from the bassinet about, Hegseth's Yelly... news conference would confirm nothing.
Yep.
One of the greatest, most professional, most confirming news conferences I've ever seen. Confirming is not a word. Confirming news conferences I've ever seen. The fake news should fire everyone involved in this witch hunt and apologize to our great warriors and everyone else. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Did he say that?
No, I just have to add it. I'm adding it to everything I say now. Thank you for attention to this matter. Okay. Hey, look who's here.
What?
Thank you for attention to this man. This man.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Oh, the man, the myth, the .com. Hello. Hi, Carl.
Good morning. So I've been coming on for like a bazillion years.
Yes.
And I don't get to drop F-bombs?
Well, you can. Yeah,
Bella was Bella was taking a nap during the super smart congressman, very fancy congressman.
Right.
She did not see that coming.
I wish there was a bleep button for life.
Right. Yes.
Are there enough F-bombs to get through this administration? I don't think so. So, Carl, as usual, this press conference, I don't know if you saw it, I endured the entire 45 minutes of Walter the dog screaming at the press and confirming nothing. In fact, he reiterated that the intelligence says it was damaged, not obliterated, right?
Well, and I think what's interesting here is not the press conference. It's what led up to the press conference, right? Like, you can imagine, and I have no sources for this, but I really don't need them because this is exactly how it happened. Trump is angry, 2 o'clock in the morning, he calls in Hegseth and demands that he go out there and do a press conference and lie through his teeth.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so that's what he got. He got somebody, again, you know, in the old days, the previous Trump administration, he might have somebody in defense or another department that says, I can't go out and say that, but I can say this. But now he's surrounded himself with sycophants who will do whatever he wants, even if it means lying to the media and the public.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I love this statement from Iran this morning. My congratulations on our dear Iran's victory over the U.S. regime. You don't think this is going to trigger, baby, do you?
A little bit.
The U.S. regime ended the war directly because it felt if it didn't, the Zionist regime would be completely destroyed. It ended the war in an effort to save that regime but achieved nothing. Oh, dear. I mean, Carl, first of all, is the media not ever going to comment on the fact that Trump is a complete lunatic? That he has been... How many rants, Chris, has he... All night long, he's been just ranting and raving. The thing at The Hague was, even for him, unbelievably humiliating. Mm-hmm. I mean, people from around the world, you could see they were giggling. They're, like, not used to how ridiculous he is. Right? He's been in this sycophantic bubble for so long. He doesn't realize the rest of the world thinks he's a complete clown like most of us do.
Even when they import it to the, you know, the West Wing, when they have state heads of state visiting... And they school him on facts or basic information. It doesn't seem to sink in with him.
I think I want to date and kiss and marry the Queen of the Netherlands. I think she mocked him right to his face. Did you see that? He was like, thank you very much, the thing he does with his lips. And she did that, like, right in his face, to the press. She goes, I'm like, oh, she must be as immature as I am. That's fantastic.
Well, in fairness, I do lip reading as a side hustle.
Oh, good.
And she actually said, and you may not know this, but she said, thank you for your attention to this matter.
It is not what she said. Thank you, Carl, for that translation. So, you know, we just had Sean Kasten on, who's doing a great job as a rep in Illinois there. We were saying J.B. Pritzker. I don't know who said it, Carl, but about our party, it's not about, you know, progressive or more conservative, but about fighters and folders. And we are clearly the fighters are resonating. You got to talk a little bit about New York. I was saying, like, I didn't even know who... okay, hang on a second. Zohran Mamdani. Am I saying that right now? I hope so.
You are.
I love him now. I only knew about him yesterday. But, I mean, I think it's great news. Conservatives, of course, are losing their minds. Laura Loomer, noted racist, said there'll be another 9/11 in New York City. Their Islamophobia is off the charts, comparing them to 9/11 terrorists. And, oh, my God. Loomer said New Yorkers forgot all about the victims of 9/11 killed by Muslims. Now a Muslim communist will be the mayor of New York City. Basically claimed he's literally supported by terrorists. No, not true. Clay Travis, I don't know who this guy is, right winger, mm-hmm. Criticized Mamdani for wanting to arrest Netanyahu should he visit New York. I am totally with him on that. Last year, the International Criminal Court issued a warrant for Netanyahu's arrest, accusing him of war crimes. I mean, but it does seem like he ran on mostly, like, issues that really New Yorkers care about. You know what I mean? Yeah,
Cost of living, yeah.
Yeah, I think what is probably going to be most helpful for Democrats going forward is what lessons can we learn from this and other races that are happening right now, and that is energy. Mm-hmm. And talking about issues that actually matter to people, you know, kitchen table issues, right. Cost of living issues, and the plan that they're going to put forward to address those things. And so, you know, I think what people are fed up with are the, you know, what they perceive as the, you know, they say this, but then it never happens, et cetera. They're not speaking to the issues that matter to me. They keep telling me the economy's great, but
He reminds me of AOC, you know, who we were saying he's walked the entire island of Manhattan. You remember, you know, AOC's sneakers, like, she just hit the ground, man. And even she's smart enough politically to say, like, I probably wouldn't win Kansas or whatever. You know what I mean? But she's perfect for her district. And, you know, they seem to be furious that democracy worked the way it's supposed to in New York City, that this is who they voted, you know. And again, maybe a different establishment Democrat, but not Cuomo. They obviously didn't want that. And it's just, it's amazing when democracy works the way it's supposed to, they lose their minds, right?
Yeah, I think what scares Republicans most is Democrats coming to the realization that if they have energy and they are talking about these kitchen table issues that matter most to the voters, that they'll have success.
Right. I mean, somebody, Michael, said, I'm old enough to remember when New Yorkers endured 9/11 instead of voting for it. Don Jr. Replied by saying New York City has fallen. And Harry says, wow, the son of the president of the United States is engaging in blatant Islamophobia. Whatever you think of Mamdani, Trump Jr. trying to equate him to terrorists on 9/11 is so disgusting and beyond up. Shame on him. I mean, there just is
disgusting, beyond the pale, yes, but not surprising.
Not surprising at all.
They put the Twin Towers up and said New York City Democrats already forgot. And Ryan replied, you bigots are really mad tonight. Go have a drink or two and put the phone down. And remember, Obama is the one who got bin Laden after Republicans couldn't get the job done. Thank you. I mean, and let's not even talk about Trump's ties to Saudi Arabia.
Well, let's not forget what Trump was doing on 9/11 when he was bragging about how his buildings were still standing.
Yeah, yeah. Now he had the tallest building. Ay, ay, ay. And that he helped a little bit in the rubble. You remember that? Yeah, he helped pull people out of it. Ay, ay, ay. So we would, you know, I have to say, this Obama derangement syndrome that I think is almost entirely what Iran's about, because he had to rip up the Iran deal that Obama got done and was working, and, you know, the whole Nobel obsession, right? But Abe tweeted, ever since President Obama, there's been a palpable rising anger and hate from the right. It spawned itself in the form of Trump and MAGA. Now, on a daily basis, it's like Ghostbusters 2. To add to it, you have a constant gaslighting and straight-up lying from things we can see for ourselves. It's going to take a long time to get to baseline. Something feels like it's going to crack. Chris handed me this story from yesterday, because we keep talking, Carl, about, you know, it's not necessarily even red or blue anymore. It's just basic decency. This was in the Diamondbacks, Arizona Diamondbacks, second baseman, Ketel Marte. Is it Marty? Is that how you say it?
I think so, yeah.
Was visibly upset during his team's victory against the Chicago White Sox on Tuesday after a fan reportedly heckled him about his late mother. The Spectator made a derogatory remark about his mother, who passed away in a car accident in 2017. And we just were saying, you know, it's like the president's behavior after these massacres of Democratic lawmakers and him using them to target Governor Waltz. And I don't think it's our imagination that people have just gotten meaner.
Coarser.
Yeah. And more emboldened to just be horrible in every circumstance.
Like, we're losing our manners, you know?
Yeah. I don't even know.
It's not even just our manners, right? I mean, it's like simple human dignity that people are owed. And when a president who has the platform to model behavior for the country doesn't take that opportunity to set proper expectations, I think our culture slides as a result. I will say we've missed an opportunity here. He's after a Nobel Prize, but I don't think he would notice if we just gave him a Mobile Prize.
And the bassinet?
He'd be like, look, I got the Mobile Prize.
He is so pathetic. So speaking of cost of living in the New York race, in case anyone was wondering, the cost of groceries are up 5% from this time last year, according to analysts. I mean, it just, I keep saying it, you know, and I hate to pin everything on polling, Carl, but, you know, it's something you had to look at a lot as political strategist. He's underwater, not just in general, on every single issue.
Worse than the polls are, than the aggregate polls are showing.
Yeah.
There's some recent analysis in the last week showing that the conservative-leaning polls that are out there that factor into these aggregate numbers might be over-inflating his popularity and undervaluing his unpopularity significantly enough that it's impacting the aggregate numbers that people are looking at.
Yeah.
So he's probably less popular than the aggregate numbers are showing us.
Yeah.
And what the aggregate numbers are showing us right now is that he's more unpopular than ever.
Yeah, So, by the way, I just, this whole, because, you know, we're, California's a target just like New York is of all these, you know, red state people. And I just loved, Carly said, if MAGA states spent less time obsessing over New York and more time fixing themselves, maybe they wouldn't lead in poverty, incarceration, worst infrastructure, welfare, obesity, teen pregnancy, illiteracy, early death, opioid use, dropout rates, lowest test scores, and federal aid. I mean, these are the people telling us California and New York are failed states, right? And when they are at the bottom in every barometer, right? That we're all right. Hellholes in L.A. and New York, right?
Well, I mean, I'm reminded of the tweet exchange between Gavin Newsom and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, where she attacked California, and he pointed out that their murder rate was far higher than California's.
And I love that he's slapping back. Who is it against Stephen Miller talking about, you know, they're encouraging Newsom's encouraging insurrectionists. And he's like, you're the one that pardoned 1500 of them. You know, he and Karen Bass are not the ones encouraging insurrectionists, right?
Well, I mean, you know, on top of it, I think what's interesting to me is that really what it's about is playing to the base, right? Mm-hmm. So when you see people worried about their vacations to New York City or you know, how dangerous it's going to be, it's the mentality that they're trying to play to here.
Yeah.
If they have a villain, they never have to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
And if they looked in the mirror, they might begin to wonder why in many of these quote-unquote taker states, young people are not returning home after college or are leaving the state entirely, to pursue their dreams elsewhere. Why their education numbers are so underwater, et cetera.
Meanwhile, I just have to end because you on the head of the board of education there, Linda McMahon. It's like, here we go. The thing they think works is let's go back to trans bashing. Here she is.
They really need to send a letter of apology to all
California.
Of the participants, female participants in sports. They need to return the titles that were taken away from these women who competed and lost to male in the sports. And they just have to make it right to those women competitors.
You know, I think Gavin Newsom pushed back on that, which I hope so. Maybe he's starting to realize that, you know, again, we want fighters and not folders. You know, we don't want, you know, our side to go, yes, let's throw trans people under the bus.
No, and, you know, I think this is the type of thing, it's the distraction that people are after. We know that they're not about protecting women's sports, or else they'd want to invest in women's sports, and they clearly don't want to do that. But this is the type of mentality, shameless plug, that has people, the MAGA right, trying to recall me from the school board, to remove me from the school board for supporting inclusive schools. And if people want to stop that, they can go to MOOCsForCarl.com.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yes. End of quarter. June 30th deadline.
Okay. Do it. Do it.
Do Mama it now.
Mama says do it. I love you, Carl. See you next week.
Thank you, Carl.
Bye, honey. Bonnie wants camera time. You
Stephanie
know why?
Miller.
Isn't she lovely? Look at me. Look at the face.
What did you say about her?
Why does Bonnie want camera time? Okay, cue the Sarah McLachlan music. Okay, so Clyde has to have dental work this morning, so neither of them can have any food because he has to go under anesthesia to have... He's going to be like the Bumble, Chris. I think he has to have some...
Oh.
Herbie the dentist is going to have to remove a couple. He needs cleaning and... Yes. And so Bonnie did not get her chew-do or her bisquit this morning either because I can't do it in front of Clyde because Clyde, I has to go in right after the show.
Look how sad she looks.
Please call the dog child abuse hotline and ask why mommy is not giving us any bisquee.
Look at her shivering in the cold.
Shivering in the cold. Sally Struthers nowhere to be found. Give her a semich.
Okay.
Oh, Bonnie, I'm sorry.
It's very traumatic. Clyde has, I don't know what's going on. He needs teeth cleaning and maybe a couple extractions. All right. So mommy's all, we're all stressed out and bisquitless. Okay, Pete in Wisconsin's here. Hey, everybody. Hi, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Gorilla Radio.
I swear I've...
Oh. Aww. Hold on. Hang on. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Oh, okay, first things first. Hey, Chris.
Hi. Yes.
Hey, okay, so since you have people in the film industry, do you remember the movie Nailin' Palin?
I know people in the gay porn industry, not the straight porn industry.
Hey, you know what? That's his perfect. Niche. All right, so here's the pitch. All right, same concept of Nailin' Palin, only you have the current administration dudes vying for the title of Midnight Hammer. The only notes I got for you.
Yeah.
The only notes I got for you is whoever portrays J.D. Vance can only finish when he's thinking of a couch, looking at a couch, or if he's with a couch.
Okay.
So.
All right. The J.D. Vance couch jokes will never get old. Okay. Particularly when we have bad news rolling in by the moment. Uh-huh. Supreme Court says states can defund Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
God, what an exhausting slog this is. Can I just say, we've had this several conversations with Sean Cast and others about this deportation stuff. Shelley says, by the way, he said, oh, I can't remember what I said. He said, that's illegal. And I'm like, welcome to this 10-minute right. news cycle.
Exactly.
Shelley says, here's what I know. Being in this country illegally is a misdemeanor. Why are we handing out punishment equivalent to murder for a misdemeanor offense, yet our president has been found guilty of 34 felonies and has never been sentenced at all? Thank you. Dr. Doom next.
What has changed in the last 6 months that has caused the Fed to forecast substantially higher inflation, somewhat higher unemployment, and lower economic growth than you did in December?
So some of it is just taking signal from data reports that we've seen. Some of it is people working in the possible effects in the short term of tariffs.
Tariffs. It all comes down to tariffs.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. There you go. Sorry.
Oh. I thought you were giving me a guess the quote.
I touched my box wrong.
Okay.
All right. We have a lot, including breaking news to talk to this guy.
If I only get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. Dr. Doom. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Oh, his title is so long, I always have time to prepare. Hi, good morning, Dr. Doom.
Now, Stephanie. I'm so happy to see you, yet you mocked me. I don't know.
Me too, you. Me too, you. I missed you. Got to get your take on the breaking news. Supreme Court has paved the way for South Carolina to kick Planned Parenthood out of its Medicaid program over its status as an abortion provider, a decision that could embolden states across the country to effectively defund the reproductive health care organization. And can we point out once again, a teeny tiny percentage of what they do is abortion care, right?
Correct. And look, this is part of a much, much larger nefarious campaign to undermine science and health and especially the health and healthcare access for low-income children globally. Besides the Supreme Court ruling, mm-hmm. which is devastating to women, especially poor women, because of exactly what you just said, Steph, this is a comprehensive healthcare program for women that they're defunding. Bobby Kennedy Jr. at HHS just pulled $1.5 billion, the entire U.S. contribution to Gavi, the international vaccine program for children. Millions and millions of children will die as a result of that. So,
I mean, it's yesterday.
A freight train, man, is rolling. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you said the horrific damage Bobby Kennedy Jr. is doing to science-based healthcare, to the well-being of Americans, to our global-leading medical research, to America's global reputation will be tough to reverse. The AMA and American Academy of Pediatrics didn't oppose RFK's nomination. Why not? Where are they now? You had retweeted Dr. Gupta, who said RFK Jr. and his cast of appointed quote-unquote doctors all have admitted to willingly immunizing their children as recommended without hesitation, makes the willingness to revoke this vital funding all the more vile, as it's all political pandering. I mean, it's just, it's every day there's a new low on the science front too, isn't there?
There is. And, you know, we're still counting up the consequences of these cutbacks in medical research funding.
Yeah.
They're crazy. You know, he talks about wants science-based proof of effectiveness, and he's defunding science programs that are providing proof every single day.
Which, by the way, makes this headline this morning all the more infuriating. Former DOGE engineer says federal waste and fraud were, quote, relatively non-existent. And for that, we get all these, you know, disastrous cuts. So let's try to do a little silver lining. You've probably heard this. Professional medical societies, pharmacists, state health officials, and vaccine manufacturers, as well as a new advocacy group, are mobilizing behind the scenes to preserve access for vaccines as Bobby Kennedy works to upend the nation's decades-old vaccine system. The groups are discussing ordering vaccines directly from the manufacturers, giving greater weight to vaccine recommendations from medical associations. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And they're asking insurance companies to continue covering shots based on professional societies' guidance instead of the federal government's, according to more than a dozen people familiar with the conversations, including those who spoke on the condition of anonymity. I love that you have to be anonymous when stating basic science and facts now, right?
But no, it's incredible. And actually, one of the leaders in this program, this extraordinary PhD research immunologist and vaccinologist, by the name of Michael Osterholm in Minnesota.
He's great.
Is one of the organizers of this private sector response to this public sector devastation of vaccine programs. So I spoke to Michael yesterday and talked about whether it's even possible to replace the government in terms of making recommendations that will stick. And I think it's going to be possible. It'll just take a lot of effort.
Yeah.
But the more we talk about how critical these vaccines are for children and provide a different standard for making decisions that come from science and experience, I think we have a shot at making that happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's extraordinary, right? We have to go around our government to try and stay alive. Sal and Cheryl with a question for Dr. Doom. Hey, Steph, welcome back from your vacation. I'm glad you had a great time. You look rested and, dare I say, even more beautiful than before you left.
Oh, God.
That part was important.
Oh, my God.
Well, that part was important. All right, I could have left that out. I have a question for Dr. Doom. Okay. I heard about the new COVID variant. My local pharmacy does not have the new COVID vaccine and doesn't know when or even if they'll get it. It's been 7 months since I've been vaccinated, so I was wondering if I should get the current vaccine or wait for a possible new one. Does Dr. Doom think that getting the current COVID vaccine will be effective in any way to help either prevent or mitigate the effects of the newest variant? What are you...
Well, you know, it would be better to have the new version of the COVID vaccine, but I would not recommend waiting, actually. Get the old one, and, and I think it will do something, and I think that would be what I would recommend. But really, the other thing is, I'm not their doctor, and they should really check with their doctor, but that's what I would do.
And do you think I look more beautiful than when I left for vacation?
Oh, my God.
What? I'm just...
Stop it.
Listen,
don't drag him into this.
When you reach a certain level of pulchritude...
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Doom. That's just a medical opinion.
Possible.
Shut up, Ella. When you get this old, you're going to need compliments, too. Yes.
Can I keep going? No.
No. No. I was just kidding. All right. I just hate to do one more Bobby Brainworm with you, but the newly formed Vaccine Advisory Committee, handpicked by Kennedy, announced it would examine the cumulative effect of childhood vaccine schedule and reevaluate hepatitis B immunization recommendations, moves that could shift longstanding practices of how and when children are immunized in the United States. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It's just freaking horrifying what he's doing across the board. And by the way, he fired the 17-member previous committee of really legitimate scientists and replace them with this clown car of doctors, many of whom are anti-vaxxers to begin with.
Yeah.
Really just there to support him like he supports Trump.
Yep.
You know, without question, and every single time being his yes men and women. It's just frightening, which is why we have to keep the pressure up.
Yeah. Can we just talk about this Republican Party? Someone tweeted, if you're zip-tying grandmas protesting losing health care, maybe you're not the good guys in the story. I don't know if you saw them zip-tying disabled old people in their wheelchairs. They're zip-tying their wrists together because they were there to protest Medicaid cuts yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I think the pressure from the public helps. The pressures, though, should be directed towards their members of Congress, especially Republican members. It should be unrelenting. It should be out of control at town hall meetings that these members are holding, obviously, especially Republicans. And they should not be let off the hook. There should be daily phone calls from constituents reminding them who is being hurt by their actions or inactions. And, that's it. In the meantime, it's the midterms.
Yeah, I hear you, Doc, but they're saying out loud now that they don't care, right? The Medicaid cuts yesterday, we remember Joni Ernst said, well, we're all going to die someday. Mitch McConnell yesterday said they'll get over it. But, you know, yeah, we're hearing back home about the Medicaid cuts, but they'll get over it. I mean, politicians didn't used to say stuff like that out loud, right?
No. Well, if they did, they would lose their next election.
Right.
And now they've been emboldened by this allegiance to the MAGA in chief. And I think that's really, really dangerous. But the antidote will be and always has been to vote them out.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do.
Can I say one last post about just this unbelievable hypocrisy? Kennedy Jr. wants us all to wear trackables so the government can monitor our health. This is from the party of there's a chip in the COVID vaccine and we won't wear masks. Testified to this in front of Congress. At this point, all I can do is laugh. I mean, the hypocrisy, right?
It's hypocrisy of the most dangerous kind because it's not just his statements. And this is the problem with him. He was actually confirmed by the United States Senate, knowing full well that he was a full-on crackpot.
Yeah.
And now he's in a position not only to make crazy statements, but to act on them. And by the way, there's another group of doctors, very high level, that I'm meeting with next week, talking about the possibility of impeaching Bobby Kennedy Jr.,
yeah.
Impeaching him.
Yeah.
Which is entirely warranted. I don't know whether it's going to be legally feasible, but just raising the specter of forcing him out of office is tempting.
Yeah, well, it is a matter of life or death. Speaking of which, we end with your blue sky. You said the world is engulfed in crisis and domestic politics are in chaos, but we're losing focus on the war in Ukraine, even as Russia's attacks on civilian targets have intensified. Call your reps in Congress. It is so hard to keep track of the daily disasters and lies, right? But I love the fact that Trump thought that Zelensky's standing ovation was for him at the whatever the latest thing was, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard to focus on so many things.
Amen.
But, yeah.
And by the way, relative to Trump and his critics, hats off to Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
And other artists who have the can you say it in Spanish? What the The bravery.
Balls. Yes. Yeah. That's the medical term is balls.
Yeah. Balls. Yeah. To stand up in public at risk to their career and speak truth Donald Trump.
That's right.
Hats off to them.
Yep.
Really.
Absolutely. Hats off to you.
Yes. Absolutely.
As well. See you next week, Dr. Doom.
Thank you, Dr. Redlener.
Extra doomy
today. Bye, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Vivek, thank you, says Fox News on Trump saying the F word. Colorful language from a bold leader.
Yeah.
Fox News on Jasmine Crockett saying the F word. Vulgar, classless, shocking, especially from someone with a Catholic school background.
Uh-huh.
This isn't media. This network is poison. And thank you, Abby Phillip, who pointed out yep. this hypocrisy.
After the president dropped a four-letter word on the White House lawn, it appears not all F-bombs are created equal, at least on Fox. Here's how one host reacted to Trump and then 20 minutes later reacting to a Democrat using the same word.
The president feeling very frustrated this morning and using some salty language as he lashed out at both countries, accusing them of violating the agreement that he hopes will lead to peace in the region. I was particularly repulsed by Rep. Jasmine Crockett's comments, where she said, I'm the one that's supposed to make the effing decision on bombing Iran. First of all, it's a pretty foul mouth of her for someone that went to a tidy little all-girls Catholic school.
In fact, it seems there's a lot of pearl clutching over at Fox whenever the swearing is done by liberals.
I don't understand all the Democrats cursing. I find it very unpersuasive and undignified.
They've got expensive education, some of them. Why are they out of words? I'm confounded by the fact that they've got a cuss.
When you swear repeatedly like that, yes. that doesn't equal passion. It equals disrespect.
Now they think cursing like drunken sailors will somehow make the American people like them again.
Look, to me, the Democrats are like a bunch of potty mouth kids.
But when Donald Trump does it, zero fucks given.
Collective pearl gap. Pearl clutching gasp
yeah.
from America.
Uh-huh.
Yes, thank you, Abby Phillip. Oh my God! I by the way, I can confirm, Catholic girls, we have the biggest potty
yes.
mouths. And thank you, right, Bella?
Yes.
It's because they tell us we can't.
Where do you think we learned the words?
Yeah, also, from Sister Mary F. Off. What?
Nobody takes the Lord's name in vain more than Catholics.
yeah, yeah.
Chris, how do you come for Jasmine Crockett on
you? Don't
social media. Thank you. This was Trump. I have an idea for the Democrats beginning back in play after years of being left out in the cold, including suffering one of the greatest losses in history. But was it? In 2024, Democrats should nominate low IQ candidate Jasmine Crockett for president, and AOC plus three should be vice president and members of the cabinet. All right. Don't threaten us with a good time.
Right.
Jasmine Crockett said, thanks for your vote of confidence, I guess. Unlike you, I'd actually be focused on the American people, the issues they're facing, making sure folks have health care, and consulting Congress before dropping bombs on another country. Mic drop.
Bomb drop.
So weird. I don't know what it is about the people he calls low IQ. Seem to all have vaginas and a certain skin tone. I'll think of it. I'll get back to you. Bill in Jersey. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi. I saw that disgusting press conference with SF, and all he did, as I said, was to yell at the media and praise Trump, and it was so nauseating. I mean, you think about it. Okay, they sent a couple of B-2 planes. There was no enemy that were attacking them or anything. They flew over the spots. They pushed the button and they went home. And she's making it sound like I think you mentioned D-Day or something.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good that whatever they did, you know, I mean, but he's going into their families, what they were thinking before they were going to go. And,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of nothing. A whole lot of nothing, but at a very loud decibel.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, Trump and Abbott are trying to erase Jasmine Crockett's district in Dallas, not run against her, not debate her, erase her.
Yep.
This is what fascism looks like in real time. And you can tell who's effective by who they focus on and freak out about, including this new, mayoral, hopefully mayor, but a mayoral candidate in New York. They're freaking out over it, right? Here it is. Here's the guy. Brad Lander on CNN was the one that said the line in the Democratic Party right now is not between progressives and moderates. It's between fighters and folders.
Yeah.
And I hollered at my TV like I was watching a football game and saying this for months. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Pizza Cake says a felon married to an immigrant is telling everyone that immigrants and felons are causing all their problems and they are clapping. Yes. Just a
good point.
Point out. Right. Oh, and this one, Jim says it's starting. The governor of Nebraska called Trump and said, we need help. All the migrant laborers left and China canceled an order for soybeans. And now the state has a $350 million budget deficit. He's not just, someone was saying sleeper cells would have no idea how to hurt America more than Donald Trump currently is. Like, you couldn't be trying to harm this country more if you were trying. And these, including red states. 58 minutes after the hour, Dana Goldberg next.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. It makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
When you're somebody that believes literally everything that happened has to reflect on you, frankly, quite narcissistic, then yeah, I mean, this is a personal affront. So, you know, look, the B-2's successful strike with what they did. We need to see what the results are. Israel says one thing, our intel says another. It takes time to find this out. That's what a grown-up president would say, is like, look, you know, we did what we thought we needed to do. Maybe we needed to go back. I don't know.
Is Pete Hegseth still talking?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Stop interrupting me.
Okay. That's the press guy. If you missed it, that's what it was.
Basically what it
okay.
was.
Okay. All right. Quick love level. Walter, I'm sorry. No, this is a Bill in Tampa.
Oh.
Yesterday you had Bob Seska man meat on your show. He mentioned Alex Jones without doing his infamous Alex Jones impression. Mama, this is a party foul which should be forbidden on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm sorry. It was a grievous error. It will never happen again.
We regret the error.
Yes. He did it on the phone for me later.
Oh, okay.
Lizard people. Pushing tiny airplanes, pushing the weather around. Okay, you should toss Bob's man meat back into that tree you rescued him from when he wrecked his bike. I did pull his yam sack out of the brambles in Maryland.
Yep.
Still, you are pretty and smart. Chris is wrong about Brandy. Thank you for attention to this matter.
Oh, my God.
That is going to live in infamy forever.
Thank you for attention to this matter.
No, Brandy.
Oh, oh yeah.
Because well, she wasn't a whore.
No, you're a misogynist jerk. And he was the man whore. Brandy was a fine girl. Good. What was she?
What a good wife she would be.
Yeah, yes. Right. She was just
a barmaid.
Yeah, thank you. You know what? We're not listening to boys anymore.
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
One of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here. Dana's here.
Boys are dumb. Okay.
I mean, Bella is on it this morning. I love it. Like, forcefully taking a stand.
Yeah. You gotta.
Big Balls quit Doge. And so
my boyfriend.
Yesterday, because we're sending Bella on a mission to get him to get chatty about hacking the 2024 election. So she said, give me a, what'd you say yesterday?
A bottle of Fireball.
Oh, give me a bottle of Fireball in a week and I'll have this covered.
Yeah, she'll get it done. She'll get it done. She's going to take one for the team. Yeah. Chris was
better
telling
you than me, kiddo. Better you than me.
Tell me more about the White House secrets. Wow, you're so smart.
Oh,
wow.
You're so smart. I bet you know.
I love that broccoli haircut of yours.
Someone said, ask Trump, people are saying you're not smart enough to have hacked the 2024 election. Is that true? All right. He's very easily tricked. Chris told you that the White House just said daddy's home because Trump got home.
Oh,
and you and I just got like 40% gayer. Uh-huh. Like,
this is also the gayest thing about Pride Month is them calling him daddy. Like, I don't even understand how they don't understand how gross this is.
Yeah. Ew. Ew.
Ew.
You said how long until Qatar asked this clown for their plane back? I mean, yesterday, just so embarrassing when he's overseas. It's just, people were literally laughing because they're not used to listening to his incoherent babbling nonsense and lies.
What was the Queen of somewhere?
Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Date, kiss, marry. Me.
She was just, he said something and all she did was,
she just mouthed his stupid, right, Garfield
I'm
anus.
I'm on the radio and people can't see that. But.
No, she was doing his Garfield anus flapping lips, just like.
Yeah, it was amazing. Right to camera. Listen, all of the, we have to find joy in his embarrassment because all of this is scary as hell. So, you know, we're doing what we can. We're allowed to still find joy in the fact that he's an embarrassment, a national embarrassment. But also, we could all die. We don't know. I mean,
Dana, it is, you're absolutely right about that cognitive dissonance of loving our country and being horribly embarrassed to be an American right now because of one man, to be rooting for our country, but not this president because he's a fascist. I mean, That's exactly it.
I love the country I was born in. I'm grateful I was born in this country, but I am embarrassed of our administration. 100%.
I've been mentioning this all morning. Still We Rise said, in case you're wondering, we're at the zip tie the senior citizens in wheelchairs who were protesting Medicaid cuts stage of fascism. Call it what it is. It's fascism. We are disappearing people off the street.
They are running and tackling people with no warrants, no due process, no badges, no identifying, things. I saw an Instagram the other day that was like, why are they not being arrested? Why are states not arresting these guys? They don't have identification. They have no idea who they are. Why are we not arresting people? I'm talking about the raids, the ICE raids, not the people that have not committed any crimes that are being rounded up.
I mean, there's a story a day I try to do. Dana, this one. Alex tweets a picture of, what are we doing? Purple Heart veteran, living in the U.S. since age 7, joined the Army at 19, served honorably. A life not without blemishes, but an American in all but papers, is now pushed to live in Korea, which is not his home. I mean, I was reading a quote earlier, the landscaper that was maced and beaten and thrown in a van, and he has 3 Marine sons. One of his Marine sons said something really touching about how he still loves this country. Yeah. It makes him love his country more because of all the people standing up for people like his father. It's what we all saw at the No Kings rally last weekend, right?
I wish I knew how to stop this. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know how to stop this, but someone in power has to know. They have to know. I don't know if they're being cowardice. There has to be a way to stop this.
Well, LA Times saying most were taken off the streets in LA with no criminal convictions, record levels of people in detention, making private prisons a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I mean,
of course they are. This all goes back to Stephen Miller because he's got a massive stake in Peter Thiel's company. Thiel's Palantir. Making a gajillion dollars off them, their little 3,000 person quota a day. Yeah. I don't understand why people are not collecting the dots, and if they are, why they don't care. It's very hard for me.
Well, and also, by the way, in all the, him lying about Iran again and this ridiculous press conference this morning, Dana, did the latest evidence of what I think is treason go by again? Did you see him yesterday at The Hague saying Iran told him when they were attacking and he said, fine, go ahead? Mm-hmm. Like Heather said, I've never seen more clear evidence of treason. The U.S. military had to hide in bunkers to avoid a missile attack that he gave a thumbs up to. I mean, I don't know if it's just him trying to seem tough or something, but he's like, Iran was very nice. They called and said, how about 1 o'clock? I said, okay, great. I mean, what the actual is going on here?
He said it's okay to attack
a base in Qatar, our base.
Yeah. Okay. I don't care if there was time for them to clear the, Americans out of the base or if that's what happened. All of this is just, it's such a game. And these are people's lives. These are putting our military in threat and danger, Americans in danger. We have no idea. I know it's a lot of conspiracy, but we don't know if there's sleeper cells in the United States. Of course, there always have been. I'd rather not kick these wasp nests and see what happens.
Yeah. Vote Vet said Trump bombed Iran and now he's limiting what Congress can see after leaked intel showed the strike failed to do what he claimed. The Trump administration is restricting classified info, the same exact playbook as Bush: lie, bomb, and hide the truth.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was about to compare this to what happened with Bush, because it feels very similar. It feels very similar. The whole got the information while I was reading what my pet goat upside down to the kindergartners or whatever was happening during that moment. It all feels very familiar.
Dana, if polling is any indication, and it goes to Chris's point, that we have social media now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
American people aren't buying at this time, even his base. I mean, when we're at a world where we agree with Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Candace Owens.
I know.
God.
I can't. I mean, I'm more angry about that than, agreeing when we did with Liz Cheney. Like, I got used to that. I was like, okay, I'm going to agree with Liz Cheney for this period of time. I can't even fathom agreeing with Marjorie Taylor Greene on anything, yet here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So, of course, you heard the bad news. California.
I need you to narrow that down, please.
Pardon me?
I need you to narrow that down. You've heard the bad news.
Oh, well, okay. No, not the Supreme Court Planned Parenthood. No, not that. The U.S., that's an hour old, that horrible news.
Right.
U.S. Department of Education announced Wednesday California Department of Education violated the civil rights of female students on the basis of sex by allowing transgenders, blah, 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 to compete in school sports. They said they're calling on California to voluntarily agree to change what it determined are unlawful practices within 10 days or risk imminent enforcement action.
Or what? What are you going to do? Withhold funds? Because we pay you way more than you pay us. What are you going to do? Right. What are you going to do? Withhold federal funding?
Right.
Get out of here.
I hope Gavin Newsom is inching back toward that we like him as a fighter, because he pushed back on, you know, he made like a wrestling reference to Linda McMahon. You're thinking of wrestling, you know, that... I'm just hoping that he's seeing even what happened in New York yesterday with Mandami. I keep saying it. I'm quoting someone who said the Democratic Party, it's between fighters and folders. And we want people that fight for us, all of us, including trans people, not fold when we feel like it might, you know, be bad politically.
Mamdani was a perfect example that you can win an election, and an election they thought he was had no chance of winning, and not throw the trans community under the bus. Annie Brashear is a great example of that. Now we have Mamdani is a great example of that. It is a scare tactic that somehow the right got control of, and they started using the narrative, don't let this happen in the 2026 midterms.
Yeah.
I think people are starting to realize, oh, okay, well, now trans girls aren't allowed to participate in sport and my life still sucks. So maybe that really wasn't the problem.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, we were saying, of course, they're just letting their Islamophobia run wild. I mean, they're losing their collective shizzle. And Elephant Journal said Republicans under Trump just voted to strip New York City first responders from 9/11 health benefits. Republicans are the ones who forgot, because they're saying, oh, New Yorkers forgot about 9/11. Because they voted for a 33-year-old Muslim, right? But he said also Trump doing big business with Saudi Arabia, and also Mandami is, check notes, Indian American. Their bigotry sort of, it doesn't differentiate, does it, between, you know, he's born in Uganda,
They have to find some way to smear this guy. He's a 33-year-old, very attractive, charismatic guy who has the youth fired up. They are fired up, and that should scare even Democrats that are not doing what they need to for their constituents, or too afraid to push back on the subject of like trans people having medical care. Yeah. If you can't push back on that, you think they're going to stop at our trans youth or our trans community? No, they're going to take away any rights from parents that they don't agree with.
Yeah. By the way, Bella speaks most eloquently about this issue, because we were always we keep talking about girls that kicked our ass in sports. When I was at USC, when I thought I was going to be a basketball hotshot, Cheryl Miller could dunk. When I was a freshman, she could dunk, for God's sake. So there's always been differences.
Yeah.
Right?
I've said this for so long. It's not about a physical, like, oh my God, excuse me, advantage. It's never been about that, because in the NCAA, if you look at the D1 teams and the D1 schools, there is usually not a girl under 5'10 on any of these teams. Right. They're already discriminating against women who aren't as tall but could probably play as well. Just based on height alone, I know for a fact these recruiters are not even looking at girls who are under 5'9", 5'10", because they just can't hang with these girls who are like 6'4".
Yeah, so I had to guard Lisa Whitting, who was 6'6", because I played center in high school, so that didn't go well for me.
What were they feeding her?
Bella's actually absolutely right. This is the inequality that all of a sudden you're going to have a hill to die on.
Exactly.
This goes way back to even financial opportunity, not even physical strength and ability. Well, who had the financial means to get the right training?
Exactly.
To actually have the coaches.
Yeah. And I had crappy little Catholic girl school training. I was not at all in shape to try out for USC.
I saw it firsthand, though. I was very lucky, because I had the opportunity to play school volleyball and club volleyball. The girls who played club volleyball always had the advantage. The recruiters were not going to high schools to look at, like, you know, in the middle of nowhere, San Luis Obispo. They were going to these tournaments in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, to scout these girls.
Well, and Carlos made the point, Dana, that, you know, they say women can serve in the military, but suddenly any woman in sports is a withering little flower that needs to be protected.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I always love Bob Seska's point, is he was 11 times bigger than any boy his age, right? I mean,
this is also.
They go go through puberty at different times, and they were competing Absolutely. About prepubescent boys all the time that didn't have
and
the musculature.
That's the point. This is the conversation. There's two sides right now. One of them is saying there should be a complete ban on trans people in sport. The other side is saying we don't agree with a complete ban. There needs to be regulations, which there always have been based on science. But if you look at someone and say, you're telling me that as someone who identifies as trans, even when they're 11 or 12, they shouldn't be able to play sports with their friends, even if it's not organized. And if they go, well, no, of course they can play then you're not for a complete ban. So you're on our side.
Yeah.
Come find a solution with us, no matter how you vote.
And just let me close by saying what I always say. Riley Gaines is a sore loser who tied for fifth with a trans person and never got over it.
The only reason people even know who Riley Gaines is because a trans person was swimming. Otherwise, no one would know that name. So she can actually thank the trans community for making her a horrible person on Fox News.
There you go.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy Pride, everybody. It's still June. Is there a gay of the day, Dana Goldberg?
It's not just any gay of the day, you guys. It's Obergefell. This is the 10-year anniversary of marriage equality.
It is.
So, Steph listeners, for those of you that have already followed me on Instagram at DG Comedy, you've been amazing. But if you haven't, go during the break and follow me, DG Comedy, on Instagram. But share the story. Just hit that little arrow. Share it to your stories. Let's get as many people to know about Jim's story. People know Obergefell, but they don't know about him and John Arthur and what they had to do to even get married when John was dying of ALS.
Yeah.
Watch the video, share it. Make sure people know exactly why our equality is important.
By the way, this is why us California gays always loved Gavin Newsom, because he was a very early proponent
he
of marriage equality.
Was.
So was Kamala Harris, very important.
Oh, Kamala Harris, big time.
In that story. Oh my God, I cried when the part of the film, the documentary, Dana, where she's like, this is Attorney General Kamala Harris, and I need you to start these marriages immediately. And I
literally
just
got on the phone. They were like, they're not doing the licenses. Yeah. And she's like, oh, yes, you are.
Yeah. But this is what I love. Governor Newsom shreds Stephen Miller for saying California is a sanctuary for insurrectionist mobs. The only people defending insurrectionists are you and Donald Trump, or are we pretending like you didn't pardon 1,500 of them? More of that, please.
Yep.
And yes,
more
please.
More of standing up to Linda McMahon and not throwing trans kids under the bus. So
all of it.
Yeah, all of this. Thea in North Carolina, you're on with Dana. Hi, Thea.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Dana. I saw your video, Dana. It was great.
Thank you.
And Steph, I saw your picture. You came to my neck of the woods, the Outer Banks. I'm glad you enjoyed Ocracoke.
I did. I enjoyed the brew through. I went to
the brew through. Well, yeah. I'll send you an email about that. I'm not going to say anything public about that.
We've heard that they're owned by mega people. Yeah.
Oh dear. Well, I had my sister and I needed our wine. Do you know what last week was like?
Believe me, I go there for wine and water, but yeah, I try to limit it to a little bit, just because they've Don Jr. comes down here and hangs out with them. Anyway, that's not why I was calling. I just wanted to say, you know, it just gets so exhausting and overwhelming, because every day we want to call our representatives about a million different things. And it's just so hard to know what to focus on and what, I mean, can I call and just leave them a message and with every single topic I want to object to?
Yeah,
it's
just
so difficult.
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. Dana, it's like you said, when I said, if you heard the bad news, you're like, you're going to have to be more specific. From this 15 minutes or the last 15 minutes. I mean,
You're like, this jerk did blah, blah, blah. I'm like, which jerk? Tell me which jerk.
More Dana Goldberg, Stephanie Miller Show.
The skill and the courage it took to go into enemy territory flying 36 hours on behalf of the American people and the world to take out a nuclear program is beyond what anyone in this audience can fathom. And then the instinct of CNN, the instinct of the New York Times, is to try to find a way to spin it for their own political reasons, to try to hurt President Trump
or our country.
So mean to Trumpy. I don't know if you watched that press conference. It was 45 minutes.
It was on at 5 o'clock.
I absolutely did not.
Yeah, it was on a 5 o'clock hour time, so no.
Okay. That's...
Yeah, no, and I just can't look at that man's face for that long anyway. I'm so angry about the people that are quote-unquote in power in this country. I'm not giving them my energy.
Just yelling and no. He basically quoted the same thing we already knew, that it wasn't obliterated, that it was damaged or whatever. I mean, it's just, it is so North Korea up in here. Here's some more drunky rapey.
We've all seen plenty of leakers. And what do leakers do? They have agendas. And what do? Do they share the whole information or just the part that they want to introduce? Mm. And when they introduce that preliminary report that's deemed to be low assessment, you know what a low assessment means? Low confidence in the data in that report. And why is there low confidence? Because all of the evidence of what was just bombed by 30,000 pound bombs is buried under a mountain.
Right. So he's confirming that the leak is real, that the assessment was real, and that they don't know because there's no inspectors anymore.
This is also the same guy that leaked classified war information on a Signal chat. Right. So stop. Miss me with this. I just can't.
This is the actual quote from Trump yesterday. The intelligence was very inconclusive. The intelligence says we don't know. It could have been very severe. That's what the intelligence says. So I guess that's correct. But I think we can take that we don't know. It was very severe. It was obliteration. Oh, my God. Chris Murphy said incoherent and embarrassing. He admits our intelligence doesn't say we destroyed everything, but he still believes we destroyed everything because, of course, he does. I mean, that's what this press conference was. We think. Well,
it's the same thing with they were eating the dogs, eating the cats. That's what I saw on the news. That's what I saw on TV. So it must be true. Like, there's no difference in his rationale with these two things.
I know. The good news is it did not seem like America's buying it. Trump's approval rating falls to lowest in his second term, according to Gallup. That one, he's at 40. On a lot of specific issues, he's in the 30s. Nothing he's doing. Nothing is popular.
I mean, this is the thing, and I don't mean to sound... Why does it matter? He can't run under the Constitution for another thing. So I'd really like to know what the rating, what the little approval ratings are for the senators and the congresspeople. Like, I want those numbers. I want to know who we're going to primary. I want to know where we need to put our money. I don't really care who approves of what he's doing anymore. He cannot be president again.
Yeah. Let's continue our North Korean parade. Rubio, here we go.
All this leaker stuff, these leakers are professional stabbers. That's what they are. They go out and they read this stuff and then they tell you what it says against the law, but they characterize it for you in a way that's absolutely false. There's no way Iran comes to the table if somehow nothing had happened. This was complete and total obliteration. They're in bad shape. They are way behind today compared to where they were just 7 days ago because of what the president did.
They were all required to say the word obliterated.
Absolutely. It was part of their talking point.
Yeah.
Right.
Obliterated. Obliterated.
But enough about Pete Hegseth every night. Okay. And then, Representative Buddy Carter. He's our personal favorite Republican from Georgia.
Yeah. He has brought peace here. Now he's brokered this peace deal. And I would submit to you that there's no one more deserving of the Nobel Peace Prize than Donald J. Trump. You know, again, here is someone who is achieving something that has been attempted by other people for years. I mean, let's face it, Barack Obama won a Peace Prize, a Nobel Peace Prize for giving speeches. And Donald Trump, he's delivered. He's actually taken action.
Can I say something? He kind of sounds like Leslie Jordan.
Yes, he does a little bit.
He does, rest his soul.
Right?
Leslie probably just rolled over in his grave and was like, how dare you?
I know, I'm sorry.
But you know, Dana, it goes to how the news is covered, right? Like, somebody did a screenshot of, like, CNN, MSNBC, Fox. It's just, you know, intelligence says, you know, not whatever. Peace agreement, blah, you know, falling apart. And Fox,
obliterated.
Fox News, literally the chyron was, should we put Trump on Mount Rushmore? I mean.
Right.
Just right.
Yeah.
It's state TV over there. It's insane.
I'm going to need someone to climb onto Mount Rushmore, some hero, and carve breasts into all of these men that are on there, just for the fun of it.
Yeah. Boobies. Okay.
Yes.
I love this one. Story says, waiting for a reporter with a spine to remind Trump when he trashes them when they ask a question to say, I don't work for you, you work for me. Thank you. I mean, this is his play every time, right? Whether it's Natasha Bertrand or even the Fox News reporter.
Yeah.
It's just, that's all he has. I mean, Chris and I were saying, for someone to keep screaming fake news, Dana, he's seems desperate for their approval. There is just a palpable sweatiness about this whole Iran thing. Yeah.
He's always been like this. Mary Trump has been telling this since she started speaking publicly. He needs it. He craves it. It doesn't matter. He's got to have the approval. He wants everyone to think that he's a strong-armed authoritarian.
Yeah.
He's not. He's a cowardless little man.
Yeah. I mean, this thing was just loud noises this morning. That's what it was. We are at the loud noises section of just...
loud noises!
Just Hegseth yelling at reporters and not offering any other proof of anything.
Right.
So, yeah. Also, can we just say, Ron Filipowski says, watching Truth Social posts by Trump every hour, each more insane and unhinged than the previous one, as he circles the drain of a malignant narcissist's descent into dementia, makes it that much more ridiculous that media just spent a month on Biden while pretending Trump is sane. I mean, it makes that story even more infuriating. Can I just say, Toby said the same thing. We have a president who wears heels, a toupee, a diaper, and a catheter, and is part of the group that voted for him felt like the other guy was too old and feeble to do the job. I mean, I don't think enough is said about how completely bat crazy he is.
Oh, 100% not enough is said. The media has completely dropped the ball on this, and they've done it on purpose. He is making them so much money. I don't know why the media doesn't understand. If they put out an article that said what that person just did, the click on that would be more than they've ever seen in their life. I don't know why they don't understand. People would still be clicking on truthful stories about this person. As opposed to just covering up his obviously decline.
One of his posts was, I am not incompetent. And the way he spelled it, Damien said, is he trying to say incompetent, incontinent, impotent, incoherent? I honestly don't know. Like, it's just, you know, whether it's in Truth Social or speaking, it's just word salad. Okay. Can I say, here's a good news thing. Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson's book only sold 87,000 copies in a month. Now it's free falling, 5,000 to 6,000 a week per book scan, and it dropped below the top 100 on Amazon, a total flop, and karma has delivered. Thank you. I was just saying, I had to endure a story yesterday of Chuck Todd having Jake Tapper on and talking about how the big story, they were sold a bill of goods about Biden being a family man. It was an hour of Biden bashing. Right.
Also, stop saying that they sold us this and they sold us that. Whatever that happened, you bought it.
Right.
You believed it. You bought it. You repeated it. So stop blaming other people when you are the ones regurgitating everything you seem to be upset about right now and questioning. This is only benefiting them.
Yeah. He actually said Biden shouldn't have run in 2020. I mean, I'm like, when
what?
He won and rescued the United States and left us with the best economy in the world.
Yeah, he should have won.
Yeah.
I was very proud to vote for him. And honestly, I would vote for him again right now as opposed to what's going on in the White House.
Oh, my God. Mike in Miami, you're on with Dana. Hi, Mike.
Hello, hello. How are you doing?
Hello. Go ahead.
So I grew up in the same town of the Westboro Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm.
And he craved attention. People would go by and squirt him with water guns full of urine and throw eggs at them. He would wear a bulletproof vest, and he would have his VHS recorder, and then he would send hate mail and hate faxes to anybody whose license plate drove by that flipped them off, yelled at him, anything. He craved attention like you cannot understand.
Yeah.
Trump is the same way.
Fred Phelps. I have the honor of being hung up on by him.
Yes.
Okay. So, so yesterday at the NATO press conference, I'm listening to Trump, and he dropped into this tone of voice that was like you hear like when a teacher is having sex with a student and you hear them talking, they drop into this infantile kind of voice. I think it's common in all these, there was a lot of female reporters I noticed in yesterday's press conference.
Yeah.
And he was trying to kind of play to them, but he cannot talk. He can't say a single word to a woman. He's so weird.
Yeah.
So
and did you see? So he said Mamdani, the mayoral candidate, has a grating voice.
Yes. He also said he's ugly. He's ugly. He doesn't look very good.
Yeah. I assume a narcissist like that owns a lot of mirrors. So he said that he is not very. What did he say? Hang on, I have it here somewhere. Hold, please. Talk amongst yourselves.
Mamdani's very handsome. He really is.
Trump, labeled New York City's Democratic mayoral nominee 100% communist lunatic. Zoran Mamdani, 100% communist lunatic, has won the Dem primary. Is on his way to becoming mayor. We had radical lefties before. This is getting ridiculous. He looks terrible and his voice is grating.
He looks terrible.
Oh my God. Okay. Then he went on to, it's okay. Other stuff, but I just looks terrible and his voice is grating. It's just okay. A little too on the money. All right. Dana, might I remind you, John Pavlovitz, my personal pastor, said, reminder, these are not normal days. If you're not okay, that's your humanity still working. Be encouraged.
Yeah, absolutely. If we're all of a sudden I wake up and I'm like, Steph, how you doing? You're like, I'm good. I'm fine. Things are wonderful. That's what I'm going to start worrying about you.
No, it's true. It's you know, Chris and I were talking about whether it's an empathy gene, just a basic decency that, you know, Trump has seemed to enable and embolden the worst of us, you know.
It is really interesting when you look at the two parties. I mean, I know there's other parties in this country, but if you look at the two ones that have the most members, there does seem to be empathy on one side and lack of on the other. And I wonder how that happens. Yeah. I mean, it's bizarre, but it is very clear. The line is very clear.
Well, we just had Representative Sean Casten on this morning, who's so smart. And, you know, again, I know everybody's not perfect on our side, but just all of the people we know and have on are generally just really smart and, you know, empathetic. And it's just, I'm sorry, this Republican Party has just attracted the worst. I mean, the people that are just neat. I mean, look at Mitch McConnell yesterday going, oh, yeah, people are upset about losing Medicaid, but they'll get over it. I mean, they are just missing an empathy gene.
They really are. I think that there's really nothing else other than to say that they are missing it. And it's sad to see. It is sad to see.
Yeah.
And they play to their fears. They play to their fears, because I think there's also the direct correlation on education there.
Yeah. So. Well, I love this one, since we've been talking about the mayor thing all morning. Talbert Swan said, y'all are tripping over the possibility of a Muslim becoming New York City's mayor, but had no problem with a convicted felon, white supremacist rapist becoming president of the United States. Make it make sense.
And they can't.
Yeah. Okay. And this last one, I mentioned it too, but Adam says, Trump is signaling out a woman reporter on social media less than 2 weeks after one of his supporters killed Melissa Hortman and her husband and her dog. This insanity needs to stop. Well, it's not going to stop. Who's waiting for Trump to change?
Oh, it's not going to happen. The only thing that we know is one day it will stop. And you all know what I'm referencing there. That's the only thing we know is one day, because until then, he is not going to change who he is. He will continue to cause chaos, even if he's not the president of the United States. It is in his blood.
And I will always be a liberal helper and remind him to get a splash guard for his grave. Okay. Just trying to help. Okay. 47. What? Four minutes after the hour, Dana Goldberg's here.
Hey.
It's been a rough week. Danny says, back in the late 60s and 70s, if you talked about teen idols of the day, two people likely came to mind, David Cassidy and Bobby Sherman. I was a little torn, actually, between David Cassidy and Bobby, and Donny Osmond. But I loved Bobby Sherman, because I was around that block about 15 times. 15 times, I really don't know what to do.
Cause you're so lovely and I'm so lonely. I wish that I could talk to you. Never heard this before. Hey, little girl, waiting at the bus
stop. You really know you're looking fine. Okay.
This seems a little bit predatory.
Said he was on millions of magazine covers and posters adorning the first batch of Gen X girls' walls. Oh, I'm in Gen X now. Okay, good.
You are not in Gen X.
You know, Dana, I did have a crush on David Cassidy, but I also thought Susan Day was hot. So I think,
I don't know. Nice balance.
Huh?
You had a nice balance.
Yes.
Which of the Brady girls did you like?
Marsha, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
Marsha,
you know my type.
Marsha.
You know my type.
She was so vain.
She was.
That's my type.
Yeah, totally.
That is absolutely.
time for Hey Girl. Caroline Leavitt, here we go with our North Korean.
The American public are smarter than this, and they should know the truth. President Trump completely and totally obliterated capability of Iran to produce a nuclear weapon, and the world is safer today because of his historic efforts.
Wow, she's getting a little screechy. Do you have anything you could lend her?
She is mad.
A little Zoloft or something?
Zofran? You need Zofran, girl?
Something, girl. Yeah. Getting a little screechy. God. Yeah, they're all required to say the word obliterate. Okay.
No other president in history could have ever dreamed of such a success, and that's exactly why the fake news media is now trying to demean and undermine the president. And we've seen this playbook be run before. Oh, you have hostile actors within the intelligence community who illegally leak bits and pieces of intelligence assessment to push a fake news narrative. And that's what the CNN story was yesterday.
Oh my God, they all are starting to sound like Walter the dog to me. They're just all, they're so screechy and desperate. The Saran story.
Trudeau is better with Britney as a president. You just don't get it. You're lucky he even performs for you.
Wow. Yes, Caitlin Collins yesterday said, are you relying on Israeli intelligence, Trump? No, no. Trump insults Caitlin again before denying he's relying on whatever BB says to support BB says to support whatever claim he wants to make, which he clearly is. I mean,
BB has been waiting for a useful idiot since the 80s.
Thank you.
Someone who would do this, and he finally got him.
Yeah.
Thank you. Did you see this? How long was this screechy Bibi Netanyahu defense for Trump on Truth Social? Uh-huh. He's going to the mat to defend Netanyahu against corruption charges he's currently facing. Breaking news, I was shocked to hear the State of Israel's, which just says one of his greatest moments in history, strongly led by Bibi Netanyahu, is continuing its ridiculous witch hunt. Everything's a witch hunt. Even exactly. Yes,
it
right.
doesn't make you wonder now if Israel had something to do with our election. I mean, the right. way he's defending
yes.
him.
Yes, BB and I just went through hell together, fighting a very tough. Really, you and BB, you sat your fat asses.
It was also only 12 days.
Oh my God, BB Netanyahu's trial should be canceled immediately, or pardon given to this great hero. Oh my God, really? So now he's telling other countries
to pardon. Yes.
He, by the way, does this sound familiar? You know what he's on trial for? Quid pro quo. Does that sound familiar?
How did we get here?
Oh, my God. Accepting, granting favors to businessmen in exchange for bribes and friendly media coverage. I mean, oh, my God. They are two peas in a pod.
They are rotten peas. They are disgusting, rotten peas in a pod.
Thank you. By the way, can I say on a good news thing? Our friend Chris Cluey, my beautiful sparkle pony, looks like he's going to run for State Assembly here in California down in Huntington Beach.
Yep.
Yeah. He's the former National Football League punter. He said he will be running for State Assembly District 72 next year. He said he never aspired to be a politician, but his father told him when you serve your country, sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do.
Yep.
And he talked about, you know, just that he grew up with a lot of small-C conservatives. And anyway, I'm excited about that.
That's right.
That's wonderful. We got all the small wins. We need them wherever we can get them. We do. I love you all.
DG Comedy on the socials. We love you, Dana Goldberg. See you tomorrow.
Love you all, too.
Thank you, Dana.
Bye-bye.